This is Apocalypse Radio for Sunday, August 29th of 2021, 11:20 in the a.m. This is webisode 692.
They're the good guys to know. Everyone agrees. So step up, good guys, and sign in, please.
This is Apocalypse Radio for
insert date here,
2005.
Dude, your intro is so 2005.
Oh, it's 2008.
2021?
Is it really?
I can't.
And now, here's your host, Charlie.
Goddamn son of a bitch!
And Shaman.
Insufferable cock.
And we are back.
Hola, senores and senoritas.
Charlie over here.
And Shaman over here.
Now, is everything going with you? Sorry if there was noise there. I'm trying to make sure I'm talking into the right end of the microphone.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine. No, not a whole lot going on. A whole lot going on. Surprise,
it really
surprise.
Been kind of a quiet weekend.
It actually has. It's
a quiet week.
I've been out a few times. I went out to, where did I go eat yesterday? It was really good. Oh, First Watch.
Okay.
I don't know if you got those down there.
Yeah. Yeah. In some places around here. I don't, do we have one in Myrtle? Not sure. I think I've passed one.
Yeah.
Who fucking knows?
They're the guys with the weird hours. They're open like 7:30 or something, 6:30 or 7:30 until 2:30 in the afternoon.
Well, they're a breakfast lunch place.
Exactly. But even still,
we got a lot of those down here.
It's kind of, I don't know, Waffle House is a breakfast place, and you know they're open.
But they're 24 hours.
Well, that's true. They are 24
for the most
hours.
Part.
Yeah, true. But you think
it's late night drunk food too?
Yeah,
but they also have a lunch and a dinner menu.
They do. I've never ordered from it, but they do.
Yeah.
One of these days, I keep swearing, one of these days I'm going to have their steak and eggs meal just to see if it's worth the shit. But I never have gotten around to it. Never have. Someday. Of course, on the other hand, I've never had a waffle at Waffle House.
Yeah.
Which blows people's mind. My friends, some of my friends when I go out there, they inevitably are like, you're not going to order a waffle? Nope, never ordered one from here. I know it's Waffle House, but I've just never been interested in a waffle.
Yeah.
Waffles are like pancakes for me. I love pancakes.
Well, they're essentially kind of the same.
Exactly. Yeah, they are. I mean, that's, but in so much as I love pancakes.
One's not.
There you go. Well, there you go. But I love pancakes, but I rarely eat them. Barbara used to make them on a pretty decently frequent basis, but the problem is pancakes are one of those things. I can make it through like two or three pancakes. You know, the average pancake dish is like four or five pancakes. I can make it through like two or three pancakes, and that's it. I'm
using like a two pancake. Person.
Yeah, that's me. Two pancakes is my limit.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
When I was a kid, I would eat a stack of pancakes, but the older I get, it's like I want syrup on it, but it weighs on your gut.
It just sits there.
Yeah. And you put too much syrup on it, and everything's so sweet, and man. But I do love a good pancake.
I'll hear you.
I do love a good pancake. So you're getting ready to move into the new house?
Yes. Getting it. We close on Friday.
Nice.
And we'll be moving all next weekend.
There you go.
So, fun fucking times.
That's good.
This will be the second time I've moved on Labor Day weekend.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, when we moved from our place, our first place in Louisville, to our second place, we moved over Labor Day weekend.
Okay. Damn.
So.
Did not realize that.
Yep. But most of our stuff is a lot of stuff boxed up from last time, so it's not really a big move.
Oh, okay.
And we never unboxed a lot of stuff from the previous move when we moved down here from Louisville.
Right.
So.
And you probably still won't unbox a lot of it.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
You'll probably store it in the garage. By the way, that picture you put up of the garage, Is your garage like mine, deeper than normal?
I don't know yet. Probably so.
Because ours, we can pull our cars in, and we've still got, you know.
No, it's going to be a bigger garage than I have now.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, we still have like 20 feet to the wall in front of our cars, which is, of course, stacked up with, like you say, boxes that we had boxed up when we moved in here 25 years ago that we've never bothered to unbox. I don't even know what's in half that shit. But
I'm going to say probably so, because we have access into the attic from there, too.
Okay.
And then the water heater's in there. So I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I think it is, because look.
Yeah.
Looking at the picture you posted, I was like, I think he's got a big old garage like we do.
Yeah.
Because most garages are, you know, most garages are like the one in your current place. You know, you've got maybe 7-8 feet in front of the car to the wall, just enough space to store a few things there.
I mean, I've got the dimensions here. Hang on just one second.
I have no idea what the dimensions are on mine. I just know it's deep. It's a deep garage. Oh, my nose.
I was just making some costs on landscaping stuff, so. I've got the rough diagram of the house.
You've got nobody nobody takes care of anything here, do they?
No. So it's 20 foot wide.
Okay.
Doesn't really give me the dimensions.
Yeah. Pretty sure it's deep.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's deep. Which is all kinds of great storage space.
Yep.
We're setting up a treadmill out there.
Yeah, we'll see what we set up out there. I mean, it's kind of like one of those things where, you know, I've also got, you know, an outlet in there for internet and cable.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, if we ever design, like, okay, because we can buy all those garage screens too.
Right.
Like, we want to do something like in the fall or something like that, watch football or something like that out there. Because it'll all be painted, and we're talking about, you know, what are we going to do with it? And we just pat back the car out.
Right.
And put the screen up, that way you get breeze blowing through there.
Oh, there you go.
So they're watching, you know, football or whatever else we want to in there.
I've never seen a screen for a garage door.
Oh, yeah, no, they make them down here. A lot of people, well, there's no basements here.
True.
So a lot of people use their garages as kind of like a secondary
living room.
You know, like a man cave almost.
Right. Okay.
You know, back the car out of it. And I mean, very few people actually park in their garages. It's
See,
weird.
That blows my mind. People do that around here. I mean, that's anytime I look at my garage and think, God, man, this is junk central. It's filled with shit. But then I look at the next door neighbors when they've got their garage doors open and I'm like, holy shit.
Oh, no shit.
I mean, like these, you know, the guy next door, his garage is just fucking full with all this different stuff, and they always park outside. And I'm kind of like, we bought this house. One of the reasons that we bought this house was specifically because I wanted a double garage so I didn't have to worry about leaving cars outside. You know, the paint job on my car still looks great. It's 11 years old because it's always been kept inside, except, you know, when I was at work. So that's, you know, that's a big thing to me. Pouring down rain, I don't want to walk outside and get in my car.
Oh, don't blame me on that.
Jump in the car, yeah.
Yep. 100% on that one.
I never have understood that whole not parking in the garage thing. That's what you got it for. Damn it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my truck probably won't fit in there. We'll see.
I don't know. I bet it will.
It might. I mean, it's probably wide enough. It's just really the opening. Right. You know.
Oh, that's true.
And if we park both in there, I'm like, I can park my truck out there. That way it leaves room to do whatever we want to in there.
In that area.
Like, I'll have a refrigerator. I'll have a deep freeze and other stuff in there. So
nice.
Yeah.
Store lots of meat.
Yep.
Lots of meats. God, now I'm hungry.
Possibly.
Damn. It's okay. I got some Joella's chicken upstairs in the fridge.
Yeah.
I'll be eating well today. Oh, well, I'll be eating carefully today is what I'll be doing.
Yeah,
because that brand new bridge I just had put in back in June, I bit into something the other day and felt it shift, and I'm like, what the fuck was that? So I started dicking around with it, moving, you know, popping around my tongue, and sure as shit, I can pop it up a little bit, which tells me the glue didn't stay, so it's not glued in. And the funny thing is, when they put this in, it was a real hard snap to get it in. because it held on. It was really tight at the very front of the bridge. So I think what's happened is that glue has failed, and I'm okay to chew as long as I chew soft things. But I think if I got something in there like a Payday bar or a, you know, some kind of chewy candy or something, I'm betting it would pull right the fuck out. And, of course, my dentist, God love him, has Saturday hours. Only problem is you got to get him to pick up the phone. So I called him between 9 and noon yesterday trying to get in there because they're open until 1 to get it fixed, and nobody ever answered the phone. So I was kind of like, well, I guess I'll just be really careful this weekend and hope to God they can get me on Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
Hate that shit. Hate that shit. Hate walking around with a tooth problem and not being able to get it taken care of. And I'm not the kind of person. My dentist gave me his cell number years ago and said, there is ever a problem, call me and, you know, I'll run in and we'll take care of it. I'm the kind of person that's like, I'm not going to call you on a Sunday. Even if I'm in pain, I'm not going to call you on a Sunday and expect you to drag your ass into the office and fix my problem. I'll just take some Advil and suffer through, you know, and get it taken care of Monday. I don't want to ruin, you know, anybody's weekend. I know it used to drive me nuts when I'd get called in at the station for anything, any kind of problem the weekend. It used to drive me nuts. It's like, this is my time. Leave me alone. I'm sure he feels the same way. It's his time. Leave him alone. Coffee. Oh.
There you go.
So what else has been going on? Watch any good movies?
No, not much, man. Just, you know, the house is really it. And then work. I mean, I spend either my time at work or at home. You know, even this week has been packing week, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, I leave every once in a while, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Left yesterday. The only reason I actually went out was because, what was it? We had to pick up something. What was it? We had to pick up alcohol. That's what it was.
Oh, there you go. Well, yeah, of course.
I remember now. Lots of alcohol. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I started to run out. If I get down to like half a bottle, I start getting nervous. So I'll plan a trip. So yeah, we had to go pick that up, and I was hungry. And I love the fucking the Works omelet they have over at First Watch. It is amazing omelet. It is delicious. Wow. It is one of my favorite foods to eat. And they're pretty good over there about separating tables and booths and leaving spaces between and everything else.
Yeah.
Even though First Watch is one of those places, it stays packed until about 1 o'clock, and then it starts to thin out, which is why we waited until, as a matter of fact, 1 o'clock to go. Because, like I say, they close at 2:30. People are so fucking rude. We're getting in the car. We finished up. It was like 2:10, and you know, we sat out in the parking lot, smoked a cigarette real quick before heading back home. And I'm sitting there looking at that door, and there's families, 3, 4, 5 people walking in that place at 2:10. I'm like, y'all, some rude motherfuckers, because they close at 2:30. And if I was them, I'd be like, I'm sorry, we're not seating anybody at this point. Because when when we got up and we're getting ready to leave the restaurant, everywhere you looked in the restaurant, there was a restaurant worker rolling silverware, stacking glasses, all this shit that all it takes is 5 seconds of looking at what they're doing to go, oh, these guys are getting ready to close. They're doing all the closing duties and everything else. So I'm going to go ahead and get out of here, which is why normally I would have sat there for another half hour, but it's kind of like, nah, I'm going to let them clean the table and get rid of our shit. So let's just go ahead and leave, you know, and needed a cigarette anyway. But some rude motherfuckers walking in there at 2:10. What the fuck is your deal? Damn, I do love First Watch, though. So watch the good movies.
There you go. Did watch, what's the Jungle Cruise last night?
Good movie.
It was a good movie. It was enjoyable.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was a fun movie. Big, dumb fun. Yeah. You know, I wasn't expecting high art.
No, exactly. It's a rock movie.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I mean, and Emily Blunt, I thought was, you know, fun. She was very funny.
Yep.
It almost felt like, though, at points, like it was almost going to be like The Mummy.
Right. That's a good comparison. It is kind of like The Mummy.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's a little more fun than The Mummy.
What's that?
It's a little bit more fun than The Mummy.
Yeah, Mummy's a little more serious, but God knows it had comedy.
Oh, no, it did.
Yeah.
Well, it was as far as, like, you know, The Rock versus Brendan Fraser.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that. Yeah, I actually kind of want to watch that again, but I'll probably never get around to it. I did, on the other hand, sat at my desk the other day and rewatched Suicide Squad on my PC monitor and was just marveling, going, wow, this movie was really fucking good.
Yeah.
If I'm going to watch it, if you can get me to watch it a second time within a couple of weeks of seeing it, you know, sitting at my computer, leaning back, you know, straining my neck to see the monitor because it's high up in the air, the one I watch it on. It's like that's how you know you got a good movie. If you can get me to watch it a second time that soon, that's a damn good movie. And there was a lot of stuff I wasn't catching. You know, just little things and little scenes that not meant more, but were a little more interesting once I'd already seen it.
Yeah.
Fun to watch. I can't wait. God, I can't wait for the Peacemaker series. Just watching Senna in that movie again, it was just like, wow, this is such a great fucking character. I'll eat a bag of dicks all over the beach. Jesus. So much fun. And I felt bad watching the Flag die again.
Yeah.
I still think they shouldn't have killed him.
I don't think so either.
No.
But that's the way it goes.
I was going to say, we're not the ones making the movies. So.
No.
So there you go. I was going to say, I don't think... Besides rewatching that, I don't think I've watched anything.
Yeah.
Movies. I just can't get motivated to sit down and stay sitting. I did pick up a movie. What was it called? Sundown? Vampires in Retreat or something? It's a vampire western from back in the mid-90s that I barely...
I remember something about that.
Yeah, I barely remember it, but I do remember enjoying it. Keith Carradine, Bruce Campbell, Maxwell Caulfield, who else? I think those were the only big names.
Yeah.
And they were all pretty decent-sized names at the time it came out. But, yeah, it's I remember it being a fun movie. So, you know, Vestron, you remember Vestron Video. They used to fucking put out everything on VHS.
Yeah.
They've started doing a... line of cheaply priced movies. They're usually around $12. They've been doing a line of all the great movies that they put out in the 90s and some from the 80s. And they're including digital copies with them. But they're, like I say, they're all like $10-$12. And I saw that one for, I think it was $9. I was like, oh, what the fuck? I wouldn't mind having a copy of that in the Voodoo. You know?
Yeah.
And I would like to see it again because, you know, it's been, like I say, since the mid-90s that I actually saw the movie. And it's been so long that I barely remember it. I just remember enjoying it.
Yeah.
Which is my favorite kind of movie. If I already know I'm going to like it, but I just don't remember it. It's the great thing about being me. With so many drugs and alcohol flowing through my bloodstream, I will watch a movie. I will forget it 2 days later. And then I'll come back, you know, 5-10 years later and be like, huh, I've never seen this. I'm going to go ahead and get this and we'll watch it. And then I'll get halfway through the movie and be like, oh, fuck, I remember now. I did that 3 times with the Timothy Oliphant, Steve Zahn movie called A Perfect Getaway. I did that 3 times over the course of about 5 years. I watched it once.
You should just keep a database.
I should.
A database of the movies you've watched. That way you can go and say, oh, did I ever watch this movie?
Exactly. I should. I need to do something like that. So I'll remember these damn things. But on the other hand, you know, I love it when I see them. Because there usually is a certain point in the movie where I go, I remember this. But 9 times out of 10, I don't remember. I still don't remember the ending. I'll be like, you know, I remember seeing this now. I don't remember how it ends, but I remember seeing this. So then I get to relive the ending all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah, Perfect Getaway was the one that I got caught like 3 times over the course of 5 years because I kept going, I've never seen this. And Barb would argue with me, and I'm pretty sure you've seen it. No, I haven't seen it. I don't remember this at all. And then I'd watch and be like, oh, okay, I remember that now. Yeah. And then 2 years later, do it again. No, I've never seen this. Oh, shit, I have seen it. Damn. But that was such a good movie. Such a good movie. One of Steve Zahn's best roles. And Timothy Oliphant kicks ass in it.
He kicks ass in a lot of things.
It's funny because now I'm sitting here talking about that. I don't remember how the movie ends. I can't, for the life of me, I can't remember now how the movie ends. And that's another one. The third time I watched it, was like, fuck this, I'm buying it. And just said to hell with it and bought it on Blu-ray. And it's still sitting on the shelf, never having been opened. I am raping my Blu-ray collection. I think I'm gonna put them up on Facebook Marketplace because I don't want to have to worry about shipping them. I just wanted to sell it to somebody locally, who then, of course, will turn around and take it and resell them on eBay in singles. But I just don't have the time and energy for that. So I think I'm just gonna put a giant batch together. I've got 80. Out in the garage in a box, and I think I've pulled to the side about another, probably about another 80, maybe 50 or 80, that I'm like, I don't need this, you know, why do I need a copy of Dr. Giggles? It was a fun movie, I enjoyed it, but the odds of me ever watching Dr. Giggles again are very slim. So I'm yanking all these movies out, and I'm going to make some space in the shelves. Because I've bought enough movies over the course of the past 2 years that they're all sitting in stacks on a table. I have no space for them on the shelves, so I'm going to have to get rid of something, and there's no space for any more shelves downstairs. And my heating and AC guy fucked me when we had those problems a couple of weeks ago. Because he came up and he was like, you know, where's your filter? And I'm like, upstairs in the hallway, you know. And he goes, it shouldn't be there. I'm like, what do you mean? Where's it supposed to be? And he pointed to this slot in the actual unit downstairs in the little room, pointed to that unit, and he was like, this is where you need the filter because this is where the dust is coming through. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, we'll put a filter there and put a filter here. No, you don't want two filters on it. You just want one, but you want it down here. Well, the room that all that stuff is in, it's a very small room, and it's behind two of those doors you pull open in the accordion.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is two giant Blu-ray cabinets are sitting in front of those doors, with all kinds of box sets and figures sitting on top of those shelves because I have no other place to put them, which means that every month, 2 months, I'm going to make it every 2 months, I'm going to have to move everything. And I can't lift that shit.
Yeah.
It's too heavy for me now. So some way I'm going to have to find a way to get both of those shelves moved, get all the shit off the top to change those filters. And I even made the comment. I was like, can we not just keep using the no, you need it down here. This is where you need it. Well, fuck. You have just made my life immeasurably more difficult by putting that stricture on the way I run this system. And it's like, damn it. I don't need this kind of aggravation, damn it. So now I got to deal with that shit. But so box office this weekend.
Yes.
Candyman.
What was the number?
Did not expect this. It came in number one with, let's see, Well, I had it up on the screen. There it is. 20 million? Let me double check.
Wow.
Yeah, it came in with 20 million box office this weekend. Quote unquote.
What do you think it would have been, you know, non-pandemic?
I'm going to assume it would have been about the same, but I didn't figure, I mean, if it was pre-pandemic, I kind of would have expected it to make around 2025, because it's a small budget movie. It's, you know, yeah, it's from a big studio, but it's more of an independent kind of horror film, even though it is from a major studio.
You got Jordan Peele on it, too.
Yeah, you got Jordan Peele behind it. It's a story, even though it's basically a sequel, but it's a story or a character that a lot of people have. It's developed a cult following over the course of the past, what was that, 80s? Late 80s, early 90s. But it's developed a following, the character, over the past two or three decades. And I probably should have taken that into consideration when I was guessing at what the box office would be. Now, on the other hand, I think it's going to fall off here hard. Because I think the people that wanted to see it came out, and I don't think you've got a big audience beyond that. So, and that's not an insult to the movie. I just think it's going to do what a lot of movies have done for the past couple of months. It's going to have a decent opening weekend, and then it's going to shit can from the second weekend on. Because there's a lot of people like me who are already thinking, it's going to be out in 45 days in video on demand. I'll just wait. I'm not going to a theater to see it. Fuck that. I'll just wait for it. So, I think they've already shot their wad with their main audience. And I think from here on out, it's downhill. Not that I want bad things to happen in the movie, but I kind of hope that's the case, because I bet a lot of money on it underperforming at the theater over at HSX.com. I put a lot of money into betting it won't make 45 over the course of 4 weeks. Because I really don't think it will. I think it made 20 this weekend. I think it'll drop to like 7 or 8, maybe 9.
Yeah.
Next weekend, if not less. I'm figuring it'll make around, I figure it might make around 30 to 35 in the course of 4 weeks. That's kind of where I'm betting it's going to land. And if it does, well, then I'll make a mint off it. If it exceeds that, I'm going to lose a lot of money. To the tune of around $4 million is what I'll lose. And that would suck. That would suck. A spiritual sequel to the 1992 film. That's what it was. 1992 was the original film. Why did I think that was in the 80s? I guess because it kind of felt like an 80s movie. Yeah. Kind of felt like an 80s movie. I didn't know that. It was directed by Nia DaCosta. She's the director for Captain Marvel 2.
Okay.
I did not know that. Or if I knew it, I didn't realize it. Huh. Well, that's kind of cool.
Okay.
That's kind of cool. Do want to see it, though. It'll be a fun movie, I'm sure. I'd still rather have Tony Todd back as the Candyman. And he still looks great. He's supposed to be coming to Scarefest here in late September, early October. Oh man, they've got guests dropping off.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, they've got guests dropping off like flies for Lexington Toy and Comic Con. Let's see. Who canceled? Who's the latest to cancel? Lexington Comic and Toy Con. They were posting yesterday. We're sorry, but so and so and so and so and so and so. They made an announcement. Here we go. Let's see. Terry McGovern, Susan Eisenberg, Maria Canales Barrera, Michael Paré from Philadelphia Experiment, Billy Zabka from Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee Edwards. All
you saw that guy, they've already cleared now Cobra Kai season 5.
Season 5.
Before season 4 he's even come out.
Yep. Utterly impressive. Utterly impressive. Boy, that is. Even Barb's watching that.
Yeah.
I guess she was probably a fan of the original movie. But yeah, even she's been getting into that. She did the whole, what's the word I'm looking for? Binge. She did the whole binge thing for, I want to say, the first 3 seasons, and then picked up from there when the, I guess it was the 4th season came out. And she's really gotten into it. She really digs it. Oh, Mark Singer, the Beastmaster. He's the other one who canceled.
Ah.
And I'm betting, is it, let's see. It's not Toy and Comic Con that Bruce Campbell's coming to. It's Scarefest. So let's see. When is Toy and Comic Con? It is September 9th through 12th. So what are we looking at? A week from this coming Thursday is Toy and Comic Con. What about Scarefest? I keep wanting to think Scarefest is, there it is, is also September, which is, no, there we go, October 22nd and 24th, about a month later. Okay, about a month later. And I'm betting the main reason I was going to be going to that was for Bruce Campbell to meet him for either the 3rd or 4th time. And I am betting that he is going to cancel, because he just posted this weekend that he was canceling 2 upcoming conventions in the next couple of weeks. So he seems to be canceling left and right. So I'm fully expecting him to cancel, which would, once again, suck, because it would, well, wouldn't necessarily suck for me, because it would take away my reason for going to Scarefest. And right now, I'm kind of okay with that, because the more I think about it, the more I think how many people are usually at those events here. They're, well, you went down 1 year to Toy and Comic Con with me.
Yeah,
you came down, and those things are just packed.
It's, yeah,
they're packed solid. You know, and I just do not feel comfortable with that kind of thing. Oh, I didn't know this. They're doing a weird site. Really? They're doing a weird science reunion.
But not with Robert Downey Jr.
At Scarefest. Yeah, exactly. they got Michael Berryman, the mutant. They got Vernon Wells, who was the Mohawk mutant, who was also, if I remember right, he was also the bad guy.
And Chip's not going to be in it. Chip, what was the brother's name?
Oh, Bill Paxton.
Yeah, he's not going to be there.
Paxton, yeah, he's not going to be there.
He's dead.
what's his name? The kid, Elon Mitchell Smith. What is the name of the blonde kid? Fuck.
Anthony Michael Hall?
Yes. Yeah. His partner in the movie is going to be there. And the 2 girlfriends are going to be there.
Okay.
Judy Aronson and Susan Snyder. So, yeah, they've got 5 cast members for that show. That's, you know.
Wow.
I really that's have impressive. No interest. Yeah, but that is. That's a good little gathering. That's a good little gathering. Yeah. Who's this? Oh, Kane Hodder. Oh, is this a Casualty Friday? Where are they from? I know where Kane Hodder is. He was the one. Who did Kane Hodder play? Oh, Jenna Jameson canceled on Scarefest.
Kane Hodder was, wasn't he Jason?
I think he was Jason. Yeah, I think he was Jason. Yeah. Let's see. Jenna Jameson canceled? Didn't know that.
Or was he Michael Myers?
See, I can't. I never can.
Jason. I think it was Jason.
Yeah, I never can remember which one.
And like, and I think he was like Jason in the latter ones.
He's an eternal. He shows up pretty much every year for Scarefest.
Yeah, he was Jason. Yeah, he was Jason.
Jason, okay. Yeah, he's here pretty much.
It was Jason
every year.
In which movies, though?
The early ones, I'd bet money.
I'm betting the middle.
You think?
Yeah, if I had to guess.
Matter of fact, somebody posted a picture or a video of him at Scarefest 2019. 2 years ago. I'll be damned. Mink Stole. I have no idea who that is. See, I got nothing to grab.
New Blood.
Halloween or Friday the 13th Part 7, The New Blood, was in 88.
Okay.
That's the first one they show him in.
Oh, okay, okay.
It was 88.
Okay.
I mean, he started out and it goes all the way back to 74.
Right.
Lone Wolf McQuade.
Oh, God.
He's in an episode of the Twilight Zone TV series. You know what I was thinking about this week? I need to probably see if I can find and watch.
What's that?
The Twilight Zone movie.
Oh, that's a good one.
I can't remember if that was good or not. I remember seeing it really young, but I don't remember if it was any good or not.
No, it was good. It was good.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I haven't watched it a long ass time.
If I remember right.
Is it in the voodoo?
Yes. I'm going to double check that. Twilight Zone, the movie. Those are fan favorite, the movie. Holy fucking shit.
What?
It's, God, it's available on Blu-ray.
How much?
$74.
Shit, that's out of print then, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's out of print, must be.
Is it streaming anywhere?
God.
How long Paramount Plus is streaming it?
I don't know, wouldn't surprise me. $74. God, I hate it when shit goes out of print. I despise it. Let's see, Twilight Zone. I'm pretty confident it's in the voodoo.
It's in Prime Video. No, let's watch Twilight Zone. Oh, that's Twilight Zone, the movie. Streaming online on Hulu.
Okay. Twilight. Yep, Twilight Zone, the movie's in the voodoo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's in. Matter of fact, it's in HDX, so it's in high def.
You can watch with your. It's evidently it's streaming on Stars.
No, oh, is it okay? Yeah, that was the one where what was his name? Vic Morrow.
That's died.
The
one, yeah.
That Vic Morrow died in the helicopter crash, accident. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There he is, Vic Morrow. God, that movie had everybody in it. Let's see. Donna Dixon. Oh, William Shallert, who is a great character actor. John Larroquette. Burgess Meredith. God, everybody was in that. Vic Morrow. Bill Murray.
I'm trying to remember which. Because it was really, there was nothing new, right? It was all basically retellings.
Retellings, right. John Lithgow.
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd.
Kevin McCarthy. Scatman Crothers. Jesus. Nancy Cartwright, isn't she the one that, isn't that the voice of Bart?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, directed by Landis, Dante, both. Yeah. I will always remember the last line of that movie. If I remember
it. It wasn't, okay, I'm Dan trying to think. Aykroyd. Now, what was Dan Aykroyd's part in that one?
If I remember right. He was a passenger in the ambulance at the very end of the movie.
Yeah.
Where the guy, the driver, if I'm remembering right, the driver, it's one of my favorite lines, the driver of the ambulance turns around. It's either, I can't remember because I want to say Dan Aykroyd plays the driver, but they've got him listed as
passenger.
Hey, you
want to say something really scary?
Yeah, exactly. That's the line, yeah. Hey, yeah. You want to see something really scary? Damn it. I can't remember that. I can't remember what part he played. It says passenger.
He was a passenger. That was it.
I thought. See, I think he was the guy that was driving, though.
I did, too.
Maybe he played a passenger in another story and then shows up at the end.
And look up Dan Aykroyd in the Twilight Zone.
There you go. It's only got a 58% at Rotten Tomatoes. Wow. TV show is much better. Some mature themes and violence. The last two segments are genuine bits of magnificence.
Oh, shut up.
Plays much like a traditional fucking ads. Yeah, thank you, YouTube.
All right, let's see here. Are they playing the Midnight Special?
Yep.
Minimum. Oh, with Albert Brooks.
Yep. God, Albert Brooks. I just watched him in something the other day, and I can't remember what it was. The one where he's a documentary maker filming the family. I do not remember the name of that movie. Anything new up on the anything new up on the pirate ports? I got busted.
Okay, no, okay. I think I know what it is now.
What?
What the part of it is. I'm going to go back to the IMDb page for the movie. Because Albert Brooks. Yeah. Why is it not giving me? Ah, fuck, I hate this. This thing.
What's that?
No, he's not car. Okay, he's a car driver. The prologue. Let's see. Was he? I mean, was the okay? What was the creature in the Nightmare at 20,000 feet?
That was the gremlin.
Yeah. I'm wondering, I think he turns into, Dan Aykroyd sees something really scary, he turns into the creature from that.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's what I'm remembering.
Yeah, maybe that's, it's vaguely familiar.
Right. Yeah, now you get me wanting to watch it.
Who was she married to?
Oh,
she married, married Dan Aykroyd, that's right.
Dan Aykroyd, there you go, okay.
Yeah, I keep getting her and... not really, shouldn't be confused with her and Jamie Lee Curtis. Which one married Dan Aykroyd? Jamie Lee Curtis married Christopher Guest.
There you go.
Yeah, and I guess they're all still married, which is amazing.
Oh, that is amazing. Yeah, Donna Dixon was the one that starred in...
Bosom Buddies.
Yes, with Tom Hanks and Peter Scolari.
Yeah.
Another good series that...
And she met Dan Aykroyd while filming Dr. Detroit.
Oh, my God, I love that movie. Matter of fact.
Do we have that one? Because I have not seen that one in forever either. I think we do.
I don't think we do. I don't think we do. Let me see here. Now you got me thinking.
Howard Hessman's in there.
Just search Doctor.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Dan Aykroyd, Howard Hessman, Donna Dixon, T.K. Carter,
Detroit.
Fran Drescher.
Not available for digital purchase. Not available, which means I bet money it's not available on Blu-ray either.
Oh, you can watch it on Stars.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have Stars, but oh no, here it is. Who did it? Oh, it's a Shout Factory. God, I love Shout Factory.
Yep.
$17 on Blu-ray.
Oh. Or if it's on Shout Factory streaming.
It may be on Shout Factory streaming, yeah. Yeah, that's $17. That's a little pricey for me.
That's pricey for that movie.
Yeah, I still might be willing to pay that. Because that was a great flick. The voice
he did, Dr. Detroit.
Yeah.
The voice he did was phenomenal. It was absolutely hilarious. I might have to order that.
His Shop Factory's a lot of cool shit.
Oh man, they had a sale.
Because because you remember, you and I've been around for a while, and Shop Factory didn't have crap.
Right, right. They've got everything.
Like they
now.
Just doubled down, getting all the nerd shit and getting the rights.
Oh yeah, I mean all the great flicks from the 80s and 90s, used cars with Kurt Russell and what's the other one I was just thinking of. Shit, I just had one on the tip of my tongue. They did the release for Freaks and Geeks on Blu-ray. They did Undeclared on Blu-ray. All these great box sets, most of which, their stuff has a real bad habit of going out of print. They'll do exclusives, and they'll print, 2,000, 3,000 copies. And once they're gone, that's it. Because I've got a bunch of... Scream Factory, which is the same company. I've got a bunch of Scream Factory releases that have all gone out of print and are worth really good money. We're talking like $100 to $150 a pop that I refuse to sell because they're some of my favorite movies. They've done several John Carpenter movies with all kinds of interesting extras that have never been released, and most of those have gone out of print. The big thing now, you're going to love this, the big thing now, especially for Scream Factory and Shout Factory, the big thing with movies is slipcovers.
Yeah.
Those cardboard slipcovers they put on. Man, there are some guys in the movie in the movie group I'm in that sell those things constantly from various and sundry different movies, and they sell these things for anywhere from $15 to $50 just for the slipcover. Just for the slipcover. And again, I've got several movies that if I was willing to part with the slipcover for them and keep the movie, I'd still get, you know, 40, 50, 60 bucks a pop for these slipcovers. But I really like the slipcovers. It's really funny because Robert Kirkman, when he was still in town, that was when Blu-ray, that was right about the time that I got into Blu-ray, when I was over there doing some networking work for him. And he actually asked me one day, he said, he pulled a couple movies off a shelf and said, you know, what do you think about these slipcovers? And I'm like, they're kind of an irritation. I don't know. I usually end up throwing them away. All the slipcovers I've thrown away over the years until just the last four or five where I've kept everything.
Yeah.
I could have made so much money because, again, some of these slipcovers are so sought after and all that shit from older movies. But, yeah, he was like, you know what? I think you're right. And he started throwing his away. I was like, damn it. He was just getting into Blu-ray when he was still in town and had a shelf with about 100, 150 Blu-rays.
Wow.
But the killer part was, I don't know if I ever told you this, he had a theater room with the nice theater chairs, giant, like a 75-inch screen and all this shit, and really nicely set up. Well, there was a little room, like a really thin, skinny room, almost thinner than like you'd have in a house with a laundry room. A little thinner than that. You had enough space to walk through it and turn around, but that was about it. It was nothing but shelving, and every inch of shelving from floor to ceiling. The room was about probably 25, maybe 30 feet deep, like a little hallway. Every inch of every wall of every shelf was covered with DVDs. I mean, his collection at the time put mine to fucking shame. He had every movie you could imagine sitting on those shelves. It was quite stunning. I'm curious. I'd like to find out from him if his Blu-ray collection blew up as much as his DVD collection did.
Yeah.
He had every movie you could possibly want to get your hands on. It was sitting there on his shelf somewhere on DVD. I've still got quite a few DVDs stuck in boxes. And
I've got some out in the garage. And I was like, all right, what am I ever going to do with these things?
Exactly. That's, you know, I need to get everything together and just find the collectible stuff, put it on eBay, like Supergirl. They did a limited edition of Supergirl. There was a double disc with the international version, and they were numbered, and there was only like 20,000 copies printed. That's another one that is sitting here on my shelf. I keep swearing I'm going to stick it on eBay because it goes for about 60, 70 bucks. If I had any brains, I'd go ahead and stick 50, 60 bucks, but I'd go ahead and stick it up there. But I just hate the thought of dealing with shipping and everything else.
Oh, I understand that.
It was a major deal for me. Did I tell you about my ELO2 experience? I've already talked about this.
I think so, but I'm not 100%.
I ordered I think in the long run it was like three copies. I ended up ordering it over and over from Amazon, because they kept sending me ELO2 with the ELO3 liner booklet. And finally, I broke down and went to eBay. Said, fuck it, I'll just buy it from somebody used. At least that way I'll know I'll have it. No, the one that I bought used, sure enough, came brand new sealed with the wrong liner booklet. And that's the point where I went, and I give. I quit. No more. You know, I kept one of the copies because Amazon didn't want it back. The first one I bought when I complained about it, they just said, keep it. We'll send you another one. So I've still got that copy of ELO 2. I stuck it in the car with my collection of ELO stuff, and I carried it around with me, even though it has the wrong liner booklet. I just finally gave in.
Yeah.
I'm half tempted to go to the ELO fan group I'm in on Facebook. I'm half tempted to go to them and see if somebody out there can find it, and I'll just send you the money and mail it to me. Or if somebody's got an extra copy or something, whatever. I'm destined to never have that movie.
Excuse me.
That CD on compact disc.
I understand.
Ooh. That was a hard cough. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Got choked
up. Sounds like it.
Well, that's because I'm sitting here. I don't talk.
You're chugging away on cigarettes?
No, I've got...
Are you toothpicking it?
1240. No, I've got one left. I've just been going slow. The way I do it is I pull out six when I get up, and I'll smoke those six. And the theory is if I can make it to 1 o'clock with those six, then I'm not too bad off. But we're like 12:45, and I've only got one left. So I'm probably not going to make it to 1 o'clock with all these intact. I'll probably smoke this last one in the next couple of minutes, I'm betting. But was that you or me?
That was me.
Okay. Sounded like it was right here next to me. I was like, what the hell just dinged in my house? What the hell just dinged? Old. Oh, when's Old come out on Blu-ray so I can make fun of it? $24.99. When is it? Oh, no date given. Yeah. I'm not buying that one. I'll get the digital copy. Hey, by the way, I got busted. I started to tell you earlier. I got busted this week.
On what?
I was downloading a movie that I shouldn't have been downloading.
Oh, is this the one where you forgot to be on a VPN?
Yes. Yes, I forgot.
You were like trying to shut it down?
Yeah, I was trying to stop it, but it had already gone through and downloaded the movie so fast that I couldn't stop and get into the VPN before it was finished. And sure as shit, like 3 days later, it was like Wednesday or Thursday this week, 3 days afterwards, I get a fucking cease and desist from Spectrum. I was like, son of a bitch. I knew this was going to happen. As soon as I realized I didn't put the VPN on, I knew you're going to get tagged, and you're going to get tagged hard. And sure as shit, I did. It's like, damn it. You pay, you know, $200 every 4 years for this VPN. Fucking use it. Jesus. I am the worst about that sometimes. I'll just get a movie in my head and be like, oh, I want to find that. I'll go look over here. Which reminds me, I was looking for Free Guy a while ago. I don't think this is the same Free Guy. It has a subtitle that says Lucky Guy Gets Fucked and a Free Ride.
Yeah, that's probably not it.
I don't think that's the right, no. I don't think that's the right one. Nobody's put any new copies up since the day it came out.
Wow.
That's pretty surprising. Nobody's come out with a decent one. I'll have to talk to Russell about that. Maybe Russell's got a good source. Because I ain't finding the damn thing. Son of a bitch. Got an article pulled up here to read later so I can make fun of it. It's called The 15 Best Batman Comics You Need to Read. I'm like, I bet you this is a piece of shit list. Though actually, I'm sitting here glancing through it. No, actually, these are some titles I would have picked. There you go. There's the one that nobody ever picks on the best Batman stories because it's actually a JLA. It's actually a Justice League story. The one called Tower of Babel. one of my favorite all-time Batman stories. He accidentally betrays the entire league and takes them all out of commission. Love that story. Well, I hate to say it, but I think I pretty much agree with this list. I'll definitely be reading this later on.
Okay.
Here's where you can stream or rent every Batman movie. I already own them all. Fuck it. Where to rent? Who rents movies online?
I don't know. Oh, who rents them? Amazon.
No. I mean, who actually does that? Yeah.
Who does that?
Yeah.
Well, I do every once in a while.
I can't remember the last time I rented a movie. Wait a minute. No, we bought that one. I was going to say Bill and Ted 3, but no.
No, we bought that.
We bought that. Yeah, we bought that for the Vudu. Yeah, I remember that one very well. That's another movie I'd like to see again. That it's been a while since it came out. It's been, what, 6 months? Somewhere around there? Around 6 months.
About
or so.
A year.
Has it been a year?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I want to say so, yes.
Jesus. Man, time has flown again. Good Lord. Ugh. I was making the comment to Barbara this morning. It's amazing how fast the summer has gone by. How quick it's flown through. Because, I mean, it seems like just yesterday you guys were looking for a house.
Oh, no.
I mean, it seems like just a few weeks
ago. Yeah, it's been, well, see, we bought it in January. We didn't bought it. We, you know.
God, Jesus.
Signed everything in January.
Right.
It's about 8 months to build the house.
God, see, it doesn't seem like 8 months has passed in any way, shape, or form. That's crazy.
Oh, this is going to be great. I'm sitting here looking at that Xbox and see what is coming out on Game Pass.
Yes.
And Surgeon Simulator 2.
Surgeon Simulator?
Yeah.
Can you perform colonoscopies? Because that would be funny.
I don't know.
That would be funny.
There's a heart popping out somebody's chest.
Oh, my God.
Action adventure, puzzle, and trivia.
Surgeon Simulator.
Online multiplayer, 2 to 4 players.
Oh, my God.
Now it's available on Xbox One. Okay.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, this is... Jesus.
What's that?
I'm going to just send this to you. Russell, you'll get it too, so you can see. At some point, I guess we'll include Callum on some, because Callum actually plays Xbox.
That's true.
Yeah. On some of these things. Well, Jesus. All right. Messenger. There we go.
No, not showing it for me yet. Russell sent the Unseen Screen Goblin screen test this morning.
Yeah, actually, that was pretty good. I watched part of that. They really should have used that as opposed to the big metal mask.
Oh, speaking of which, have you seen the new... You've seen the new trailer, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay. Amazing
trailer. I saw the pumpkin bomb, but it wasn't, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, the pumpkin bomb, it was like, oh, we're going to get Green Goblin back. Please, God, let it be Defoe playing it.
Yeah.
And of course, I would pray so, yeah. And we did see the actual Doc Ock appearance, which was cool as shit. Hello, yes. Peter.
And he looked really good. I mean, he didn't look all fakey or anything.
No, he just looked good, yeah. And with the way effects have progressed and everything else, they looked great in the original movie. The arms on Doc Ock, they looked great in the original movie. They'll look even better now. With some of the effect stuff they're doing. Yeah, I'm real excited. I'm praying to God they don't push it off, and, you know, till next year. Everybody's scared to death. Now, have you heard the theory? The big theory going around about Doctor Strange? Because if you see that trailer, there's a scene where he's talking to Peter about wiping everybody's memory out.
Yeah.
And Wong walks through and says, don't cast that spell, and then leaves. Yeah. And Strange makes a comment. He's like, okay, don't worry, I won't. And then winks at Peter.
Yeah, yeah.
Which has got a lot of people thinking that that's not Doctor Strange. That that's actually Mephisto.
Mephisto?
Because, of
course, that's what happened in the comics. You went to Mephisto for the deal.
Bingo. So that would be an interesting way to play it.
Yeah.
For that movie. Yeah, it's a Doctor Strange movie, but... you know, Strange only shows up at the end or something like that. It's actually Mephisto the whole time. That would be cool. I could really get into that. That would be really cool.
Yeah, that could be it. But at the same time, though, it's like he's like, oh, I can't let this person. What about this person? And he's like, you're confusing the spell, kid.
Right. Yep. And, of course, the solution is, well, just tell him you're Spider-Man again, idiot.
Yeah.
Just tell him. You don't need to worry about it. Just fucking tell him. So, but, well, I think we're about at the end.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Sitting here just kind of going through things. And, I saw also on there that I didn't realize that DC Universe Online was on Xbox.
I didn't know it was free. Either.
It's a free multiplayer.
Really?
Of course, there's always the upcharge. A freemium game, I guess.
Right, they call freemium, it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, I may have to check that out.
Yeah.
It has been a week since I booted up my Xbox.
Did you pull up the link, by the way?
No, I didn't pull it up. I just
That was why I sent that to you. Then we got off on another topic.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me pull it back up. Let's see. Ooh, it's got a splashy, bloody logo. Jesus.
Yeah.
Surgeons. No, get off my screen. Surgeon Simulator 2.
Look at the screenshots.
Rated mature, 17 plus. Intense violence, blood, and gore. You can play with four friends online in this physics-based surgery sim with ludicrous competitive and co-op play, plus an awesome builder mode. Unearth the mystery of the lab facility and save Bob's life. Okay, that does sound like it could be fun.
Yeah.
It's a
barrage. It's going to be on Game Pass this week. So
make sure Bob doesn't bleed out. It's a it's a barrage of botched jobs that will test every element of your surgical skills. Jesus. Oh, my God. To see the screenshots, you've got a...
Oh, no. This looks hilarious.
Okay. Let me put in...
It doesn't come until September 2nd. So it's
Friday. My God.
What?
Have you seen the screenshots?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Oh, this is just wrong.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. This is wrong.
Oh, we are at the end. We're at the end on that note.
There you go.
And I don't believe it comes out on Thursday.
All right. I may have to download that one. Yeah, I may have to check that out.
Yeah, definitely. So, everybody have a good week. We will catch you next week. Hopefully, maybe. We don't know yet. That's my moving weekend, so we'll see. If we are on next week, it'll probably be from the new house. So, I got to fucking call tomorrow, make sure they got the internet and everything hooked up starting on Friday. So,
yeah, that would be important.
Yep. Yeah,
that would be important.
But I haven't canceled anything here yet, so I still have it here too. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're good there. But until then, have yourselves a good one. If you'd like to donate to the show, you can. PayPal donation link in the show description, also on the website too. You can also leave us a review or a rating if you'd like to over on iTunes. And that's pretty much it. So until next time, have a good one. We'll see y'all later.
Later.
If you'd like to send an email, email to charlie@apocalypseradio.com or shaman@apocalypseradio.com. To subscribe, use the links at apocalypseradio.com or search for us on iTunes.
Dave's rolling, man. Make some noise.
Live from the intersection of beer and bongs.
Okay, tape's rolling.
On that lonely old highway we call the World Wide Web.
Oh, dude, start over.
Making sure the net never gets predictable.
I'll mollify it with some sound.
Apocalypse Radio.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.
Good night, Herr Doctor.
Good night, Frau Blücher.
Galactus, Galactus, the devourer of worlds. What? Are you recording? That was mean.